time for pain. If you think about it, the avoidance of pain is in itself wounding. If this place, this reality, this planet, and her voyage through this solar system and this galaxy at this time is designed around the ideas of contrast, growth, expansion, and exploration, we cannot avoid quote-unquote injury. It's all in how we look at it. Physically, our muscles are built through the repair of damaged fibers. Our bones grow stronger, first through ossification, then as muscles push and tug against them. Our bodies require the weight of gravity, exactly how it exists on our fine planet, to function and to maintain health. Our bodies are also very much subject to our thoughts and beliefs. We feel deeply for a reason. We reason deeply to achieve resonance and purpose. Awareness is key. We're not automatons, we're not robots, and what kind of a drab, gray, and dusty landscape would it be if we were? Time would come to a standstill if there was nothing unpredictable about the story. We would run out of reasons to keep creating it. Spiritual, physical, and psychological constriction and restriction goes against our nature, our intellect, and our inbuilt curiosity. The battles and struggles we engage in are in our own best interest. Life is made interesting by being open to possibilities and potentialities, and likely, too, the choices we made before coming here. Existential issues, of course. But why not question the happenings and ongoings of life from a position of curiosity? What can we truly affect save our reactions, our lessons, and our perceptions? This is why we rally and rail against systems of manipulation and control. We value our intuition, independence of thought, choice, expression, and individuation of experience. Agreements across dimensions and reality must be in place that establish parameters of this here lifetime, at least loosely. Billions and billions of moments stacked up and exploding every instant become what we individually and collectively know, slowed way down to fit within our ideas of seconds, hours, days, and years, as our story, our journey, our family, our humanity, and our legacy. Our reasons for exploring pain and struggling and suffering must be just as plentiful. Some of us choose to explore the slow poison drips drawn out over years. Others expedite the process through extremes and expend little or no time getting right down to business, and often exit right out of this lifetime and reality as quickly as they came in, yet changing our world in the process. Our views and interpretations of quote-unquote death are maturing along the way. We're better off being concerned with really living than the supposed end of it. In the end, it all filters down to varying degrees of our resistance. Life is motion. Life listens and leads. Life gathers the players and circumstances to affect our preferences and desires. Life is partnership and relationship with things seen and unseen. Life is flow. And when we remember that, maybe it'll give us pause to reflect on the pain of the moment and whether we can use it as a catalyst for presence, growth, and healing. Solvitur ambulando.